Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Ron DeSantis and his campaign hit the ground running in Iowa. Of course, Iowa is important. It's the first state in the Republican nominating process. So here, should we get right to it, Hammer?
Let's get right into it. This is the first campaign stop of the Ron DeSantis presidential campaign. Here he is last night.
A lot of my supporters would be like, man, we don't think you're long for this world politically. You're just taking too much fire. You're not going to be able to get reelected and all this stuff. And to me, a test of a leader is, are you willing to do the right things in the face of intense criticism and opposition? Are you willing to stand all alone for what's right, even when it may not be popular in the moment? And I viewed it as my duty to do care more about saving the jobs of the people that I represented than trying to protect my own political hide or protecting my job as governor. And so that's what we did.
One of the things that I'm really curious to pay attention to is, are the voters going to pay attention to the speech and the words or the crowd size? Because in 2020, and I'll put myself in this category, I just used the eyeball test.
I saw these
massive crowds of Donald Trump. I saw the yard signs and the bumper stickers and the t-shirts and the hats. And I thought, Donald Trump is going to win this thing in a landslide. Now, we can talk about voting and mail-in ballots and all that kind of stuff, ballot harvesting, and that's fine. But crowd size did not come into play in 2020.
I mean, Biden stayed in the basement mostly when he did creep out. He'd like go to some American Legion where there'd be five geriatrics and a couple people passed out in the back, and there would be nothing. There would be no excitement for us, some sort of Biden rally or speech. Trump, the complete opposite, rock star, but in the end, it didn't end up mattering. I like that clip from Ron DeSantis right there, because that's, I think, a winning strategy. You go back, you tell people what you did during COVID, kept the state open, went against the grain, and it was the right thing to do. And that's what Trump's missing, I think. Trump has to go back and let everybody know his accomplishments during his 4 years of president and what I'm going to do to defeat Biden and how I'm going to correct things in this country moving forward. But instead, he doesn't seem to be doing that.
No, he's attacking Ron DeSantis. He's going after Kayleigh McEnany, and we'll get to that here in just a moment. Yeah. As a matter of fact, here is DeSantis last night. He was asked by a reporter after the event about Donald Trump attacking not only him, but the state of Florida.
So you talked about changing your tone a little bit with former President Trump. I don't believe you mentioned him here by name tonight, but does this mean you're going to be a bit more aggressive with campaigning against him?
So look, I'm going to respond to attacks. I mean, if you say Cuomo did a better job with COVID than Florida did, first of all, that's not what he used to say. This is like new. Like 6 months ago, he would have never said that, right? He used to say how great Florida was. Hell, his whole family moved to Florida under my governorship. Are you kidding me? So some of this stuff, I think, is, look, if someone is saying that, I am gonna counterpunch. I'm gonna fight back on it. I'm gonna focus my fire on Biden, and I think he should do the same. He gives Biden a free pass. I'm focusing on Biden. That's my focus.
Exactly. What did I just say? Focus on Biden and the awful job that he's done with the economy and Afghanistan and everything in here and in between.
Tell me how you're going to win the general. I honestly don't care about the primary. I need somebody that can win the general. Winning the primary, congratulations. You're the Eastern Conference Finals champion that ultimately got swept by the Lakers in the NBA Finals. So you've got to get that message out there. You're capable of winning the primary and the general election.
And that was such a good point DeSantis made about Trump moving his whole family to Florida. And 6 months ago, he would have never said Cuomo did a great job in New York with COVID.
Right.
For Trump to say it is a little disingenuous.
Now, I will say this. Whether you're a DeSantis fan or a Trump fan, either one. If the Republican National Committee, the RNC, the GOP, whatever you want to call them, if they don't have a good battle plan ready to get a lot of new voters,
yeah,
to switch voters over, to have a good ground campaign, to fight back against ballot harvesting, to do the same thing, it's not going to matter. Because that's the difference between winning and losing in these key swing states right now. The Democrats have a good ground game. They use the rules put in place. You might not like the rules, but they use the rules put in place to their advantage while the Republicans sit back and bitch and moan. Speaking of bitching and moaning, how about Joy Reid? Joy Reid, the crazy race lady, as Tucker used to call her on MSNBC. How happy do you think she is that Tucker doesn't have a job anymore, by the way? Joy Reid.
Yeah. Yeah, there was lots of rumors that she was going to lose her gig, and it ended up being Tucker.
So Joy Reid put her thoughts on the air last night of what a Ron DeSantis administration would look like if he were to win the presidency.
President DeSantis would ban artistic freedom of speech, of course, and wield the federal government like a sledgehammer against businesses who do anything that displeases him and other members of the far right. And there is a model for what this little dictator in the making wants to do.
Dictator.
Just look at China, Cuba, North Korea, Afghanistan, or Iran,
okay,
where the government censors the media or force feeds a strict conservative religious ideology to children in schools, deploys morality police to make sure you're wearing what they want, learning what they want, doing what they want.
It's so yesterday to compare people you don't like to Nazis. Now we have to compare them to China, North Korea, Russia.
I mean, they use the word dictator. It's so stupid. Like, I roll my eyes when I hear that. Like, he opened up the state of Florida. When everybody else was locking down, he's like, no, we did that for a week, and, you know, we're going to go back to normal here.
He's might as well be Stalin. My God. How dare you open the state up for freedoms, you monster. Which brings us to great moments in Joy Reid history.
I'm sorry, there's no such thing.
This is back when COVID was kind of on the backside of going away. And crazy race lady, Joy Reid, thought all those horrible red hat, MAGA wearing white Republicans that went to college football games were going to kill everybody.
Yet a large portion of the country is acting like nothing is going on. That's certainly apparent in college football, as we saw maskless fans packed into stadiums like this one at the University of Wisconsin in Madison this weekend.
And meanwhile, nothing ever happened.
Nothing ever happened.
No. Nobody died. Sturgis was able to go on that motorcycle rally, 400,000 people for days on end. And they covered that like it was going to be like the plague of death.
Right. I mean, people got sick. Sure they did. There was a health crisis, but it wasn't like people were just dying in the streets left and right. We know this now, and we never got an apology from Joy Reid. Masks would not have mattered to the folks had they worn them to that outdoors football game in Wisconsin. Hell, mask wouldn't have mattered if you're in a room with one other person. Great moments in Joy Reid history.
No, this is
when she was telling us about Black Lives Matter.
There is absolutely zero evidence that Black Lives Matter has ever pushed for anything violent to happen to police.
Somewhere Malik Muhammad is slowly raising his hand up. Well, to be honest, I was kind of the leader of this little local movement here, and now I'm in jail for trying to murder a police officer. I may or may not have led an angry group of protesters up the street threatening to hijack the governor's mansion, but you know what? It worked, because Governor Holcomb gave me a meeting. So, well, I don't really know if that's true or not. Ridiculousness from Joy Reid. Shocker.